The spirit of performance is what defines Acura. And now, it's electric. Introducing the ZDX, Acura's most powerful SUV yet. Crafted using the same formula that brought them electrified supercars and multiple IMSA championships, the ZDX has track-tested performance that packs an energy all its own. Unlock the energy and order yours at Acura.com.
I want to tell you a story. It's a story about a scandal, broken relationships, gossip, rumors, money, corporate rivalry, and a broom. A performance-enhancing broom. My name is John Cullen. I'm a comedian, podcaster, and for 20 years, I was a semi-professional curler. And I want to tell you the story about how a single broom almost imploded the 500-year-old sport of curling.
We felt like we were bringing a knife to a gunfight.
It's the story of a superstar and his fall from grace.
Well, I was being dragged through the mud.
It's the story of two brother entrepreneurs with a dream.
I said, that's great news.
It's a story of intrigue.
I still don't understand why we want to keep his name secret.
The full story has never been told, so I'm going to tell it. Broomgate, how a broom almost killed curling.
It was a year I'd like to forget.
To listen to Broomgate, search for Broomgate in your favorite podcast app. That's all one word, Broomgate.
Lemonada.
This is Eric Alvarez. One quick note before we begin. This episode is available in Spanish. You are listening to the English version, which means I'm going to try to say soccer instead of football. Para escucharlo en español, busca el podcast Mi Mundialista Favorito.
On the northwestern coast of Ecuador, you'll find one of the poorest, rich cities you've ever seen. Esmeraldas has some of the highest poverty rates in Ecuador, but it also has the greatest biodiversity and some of the best soccer players the country has ever seen. One of them is...
José Cifuentes!
This is how Sifu, as his fans and loved ones call him, describes life in his hometown.
Por ahí faltaban como que...
We didn't have a lot of things. It's a place where financially my parents couldn't say, I'm going to buy you a bike or new shoes. We had the necessities to survive. It's a very low income area, one of the poorest over there.
That's why when Sifu decided to drop out of school before finishing middle school to pursue soccer, his mom couldn't help but be worried.
No terminó ni la primaria.
My mom didn't finish elementary school, so she and my dad worked really hard so that we could finish our studies.
But then an unusual opportunity emerged, an opportunity that will allow him to follow his passion for soccer and continue his education. An opportunity he is now working to make sure dozens more have.
I'm former Colombian striker Juan Pablo Angel.
And I'm LX News host Eric Alvarez.
This is my new favorite futbolista, where we introduce you to some of football's brightest stars and the causes they're fighting for off the pitch.
So Juan Pablo, you personally know Sifu, right?
Yes, I do. My first taste of seeing him live was at the Suramericano Conmebol in Chile. And I thought he had an incredible potential to become one of the greatest players of Ecuador. He had a dream. Obviously, he told me about all the sacrifices that he made. And you can tell, and it's very difficult to describe or to put it in words, you can tell that he was a player that was ready basically to jump and to go to the next level. And that's an ambition that I know he has since he was a kid. For the Ecuadorian soccer player, school wasn't always a priority.
Sifu, who is now one of the top goal scorers for LAFC in Los Angeles and a midfielder for Ecuador's national team, always knew His top priority was soccer.
But for his mom, Jenny, school always had to come first. Sifu and his mom didn't see eye to eye, so they had to reach a compromise.
Termino mi deberes.
I would finish my homework and go straight to the soccer field.
That agreement worked well for 5 years, but as time passed, Sifu's talent on the pitch only grew, and so did the demands of his passion. When Sifu was only 11, his soccer career reached a decisive moment. He had so much talent, people were starting to take notice. One day, he had an opportunity to enroll in a soccer academy 6 hours away from Esmeraldas, in the capital of Ecuador, Quito. Were he to stay home, he would have risked slowing down his progress and sinking his dreams of playing professional soccer. Esmeraldas simply didn't have the resources a big city offered.
At that moment, I knew I had to leave Esmeraldas for another city. My mom didn't want me to go. And my dad said, yes, go ahead. And my mom, no, no. Finally, she said, fine, go, with tears in her eyes. Sad to see one of her kids leave her at such a young age.
Sifu left and joined a football academy in Quito.
He would return to Esmeraldas a few times a year. After a few years, another opportunity arose to join an even more rigorous soccer academy, this one also far from home. Sifu's career was taking off, so he moved again. But things didn't go as planned.
Ya eran siete, ocho fechas.
7 or 8 games went by, and I didn't play. So I called my mom and told her, Mom, send me money for my ticket back home. I'm going hungry here. I want to play, but they won't let me. And my mom said, okay, I'm buying you a ticket for tomorrow, but promise me you won't ever touch a soccer field ever again.
For Sifu, the risk of returning to Esmeraldas and never playing again was too much to bear. So he stayed.
That's when everything changed. I thought, if I return, I'll never play again. I stayed, and a teammate said, don't worry, Sifu, you'll get the opportunity to play really soon.
Ya te va a llegar el carnet y ya vas a jugar.
As Sifu waited for his moment to shine, Ecuador's national team was going through a tough season.
We were torpedoed that season. It was a landslide, and I'm very competitive. So I told the coach at the time, who was my friend, we have to find new talent. Otherwise, we'll never recover from this.
That was Cristian Reynoso, who is now Sifu's agent. At that time, however, he didn't know Sifu. Cristian wanted to identify promising players and trade them to play for Ecuador's national team. But to convince the families of those minors, he knew he had to offer more than just a prospect.
I remember we went to Universidad Católica Football Club and said, bring all your players who also want to study. We have space for 5. A bus of 40 teens arrives and parks outside the football club. 4 get off the bus.
Y se bajan 4.
One of those young men was Sifu.
In Ecuador, it's very difficult for soccer players to graduate from high school.
Cristian was very well aware of that when he met Sifu for the first time.
Soccer players will tell you that they've always been told it's either soccer or school, soccer or school. You can't do both. But there is a way.
In Ecuador, it's tough for a 14-year-old to go to school while he pursues elite soccer, especially if he lives in a rural area like Sifu did. Finding elite competition usually requires that a teenager move to a big city, and that move is usually to a demanding soccer academy that does not provide money or plans for a custom education. Juan Pablo, Sifu is from Ecuador, but I wanted to ask you, what is it like in Colombia, where you're from, for young players with these aspirations?
I think, Eric, there's no difference. It's a difficult path. There's a lot of kids around the country dreaming of becoming professional football players. And it's only just a small minority of them that make it. So you have to be professional. You certainly have to have talent. You have to be extremely disciplined to try to make the most of the opportunities that come to you.
So we were talking about Ecuador. Being in the rural areas makes it so much more difficult, that decision whether I want to be a soccer player. Is it the same thing in Colombia? There's big cities and there's rural areas.
Yeah, there's always towns or cities that are well known for having the best academies or the best football teams. And those areas are the ones that probably provide to those kids that have ambition to play the sport with better opportunities. So for those kids that live in rural areas or that are far away from those cities, it becomes a lot more harder. And I think that is one of the challenges, in particular for federations, to give access to more boys and girls that have aspirations of dreams to become eventually professional football players. Those players that unfortunately don't make it, is very difficult for them because a lot of them don't have the academic education. They didn't even went to school. And that obviously, when they have to face the real world, it becomes more challenging. So a lot of the players that I grew up with, they ended up, working or driving a taxi or working on a store, but they didn't really have anything to fall on. And that's extremely hard. That's why in Ecuador, it's a huge gamble for kids pursuing pro soccer dreams. We have to remember that thousands of kids dream of being a pro soccer players every year and will try to do so. Only a handful will actually make it. But this is how Christian puts it.
Entonces, normalmente,
as a result, with so many kids in training academies, instead of generating a legion of well-prepared humans, you create a societal problem. Because then you have a bunch of young men leaving the sport without so much as a high school degree.
Sin educación.
That's why in 2018, Christian decided to do an experiment. The goal. Prove that
football y el estudio.
Soccer and school go hand in hand.
Together with ADCAS, one of the strongest football clubs in Ecuador, and the private high school John Austin College, Christian started a free education project called Football Studio.
We basically do it by introducing players to regular schooling. How? We have teachers hired specifically to go to these training facilities and bring classes to them. Classes are provided from 8 a.m. to 5:40 p.m.
A soccer player doesn't have the same hours in a day as a regular student who is solely dedicated to his high school degree. That's why Football Studio uses an express high school curriculum.
We adapt the curriculum so they don't receive every single class that others do. We condense the curriculum with the guidance of our teachers. There are no fewer than 12 people working every single day to make sure we can improve our curriculum.
Sifu was one of the first students to pass through the program. It's still completely free for everyone who participates. One of the school's emphasis is on learning English.
El inglés no me gustaba.
I didn't like English. I would actually ditch that class in elementary school. In high school, I couldn't do that anymore, because if I skipped, I would lose my scholarship. But it was a very difficult class.
Even though school wasn't his favorite, Sifu was always very dedicated, in part because his success in soccer was tied to his academic success.
Estaba igualando.
I remember in the U-20 match against Argentina, I think it was, he was doing homework in the locker room. He had just scored the winning goal. It was a free kick. I mean, here you have a person who, through that action, is representing Futbol Estudio's mission. Not only that, he is representing our national team as the captain, because he was captain at that time. Throughout many of those games, you'd find Sifu doing homework, homework anyone else would throw to the wayside.
Even though Sifu says he never had a plan B if soccer didn't work out, he says he knew a high school diploma would only help him.
Not everyone in Football Estudio is going to be a pro soccer player, but they will have the education they need. They can get a job in the future. And
we're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number smart beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number smart beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Others will have the possibility and blessing of playing soccer full-time.
But many times, even an education isn't enough to make a better life in Ecuador. In Sifu's graduating class, there were athletes who didn't make it to the national team, nor to a solid job.
Uno de los que estaba en su categoría.
One of the players in Sifu's category had an injury that he never recovered from. 4 months ago, he was killed because he belonged to a criminal gang. In Ecuador, when the soccer player is no longer worth anything, when that physical machine he once was is no longer, they enter so-called normal life with zero tools to succeed.
La normal.
What happened to Sifu's former teammate is just heartbreaking. Ensuring young people have access to good employment is one of Ecuador's biggest priorities. The country has made great advances when it comes to elementary education in the last decade, with 95% of Ecuadorian children graduating from elementary school. But when students get older,
that rate goes down to 72% for high school diplomas. And it's usually because of financial reasons. They need to work to make money, or they're simply not interested in school.
Montserrat Creamer served as Minister of Education in Ecuador from 2019 to 2021. We wanted to learn more about the societal obstacles Sifu faced and that Football Estudio is trying to tackle. So we asked her a few questions about it. We learned that in Ecuador, there is an interesting dynamic that makes providing education tricky. There are two different school curriculums, one for rural communities and another for urban ones.
Half of our schools are small rural ones because we have 14 nationalities and 18 communities with 14 different languages.
And that's where the divide occurs. The pandemic only highlighted the challenges rural communities like Esmeraldas, where Sifu is from, face.
During the pandemic, we saw how our low-income students and families had one cell phone for the entire family, mom, dad, and four kids. Many lacked mobile devices and internet connection.
That's why for many Ecuadorians, moving to a big city is a way to get closer to a better future.
Families move to bigger cities to have better job opportunities, as well as education and employment for their kids.
That's precisely what Sifu experienced.
In many cases, these soccer players have had to leave behind their families, their loved ones, like José Cifuentes, who says he really enjoyed living with his family in Esmeraldas to be able to pursue soccer and school.
But just moving to a big city where there's more access to higher education doesn't solve the problem.
27% of unemployed people in Ecuador have a university degree, and that worries us.
Why is that the case?
In our country, we have a problem generating quality jobs. I'm referring to generating quality job opportunities quickly. Only 39% of our working population has what is considered a quality job.
So what is the solution? There's no panacea, but there are little changes that are already generating results.
We are doubling down on technology careers because we know tech training prepares students with a really useful skill set that allows them to quickly insert themselves into the workforce. On the soccer side, we hope to one day have facilities for rigorous training everywhere, and that access to soccer as an extracurricular is included for everyone in the public education system.
Until that happens, Montserrat believes it's a big help to have high-profile Ecuadorians like Sifu speak about the importance of access to education.
It's super important because José Cifuentes is an example. He's a leader for our children and teens. He said it himself in an interview. He says, "I do it for my country." And he says that wearing our country's flag on his jersey. And that elevates the self-esteem of our country, of our kids. And it breaks this vicious cycle of low expectations, low results, and low self-esteem.
There is a video on Facebook that shows Sifu returning to visit the football studio students and teachers at the John Austin School in Ecuador. You can see two rows of people on either side of Sifu, cheering him as he walks by, hugging each of them one by one.
I visit every time I go back to Ecuador because of the support, the trust they gave me. Because when I thought I wouldn't be able to continue studying in 2015, they gave me the opportunity.
In 2019, 4 years after starting his football studio journey, Sifu graduated with a final grade of 8.18 out of 10. Today, Sifu has established himself as one of Ecuador's strongest young players. At the 2019 U20 FIFA World Cup, he launched a rocket against the United States that was named Hall of the Tournament and one of FIFA's top 10 goals of the year. When he's not scoring goals for LAFC, Sifu visits Ecuador every chance he gets. He makes time to help other students follow in his footsteps.
Now I can help financially so that other students from similar backgrounds can get the scholarships to pursue their studies. Knowing that there's a boy or girl that will graduate and will soon be playing abroad, representing Ecuador is wonderful. It's something that will motivate a child out there whose parents are struggling to give him or her an education.
On the next episode of my new favorite futbolista, this Canadian midfielder was raised by a single mother. Now he's providing single mothers with resources his family never had.
I think just her relentlessness to continue to find work and make sure there was food on the table and we had clothes is definitely the biggest sacrifice she made because she had to do it by herself for three boys.
Get to know Mark Anthony Kay on the next episode of My New Favorite Futbolista.
Thank you for listening to My New Favorite Futbolista. There will be over 500 players at the World Cup, so we have more inspiring stories to tell. Go back to the My New Favorite Futbolista feed right now to hear previous episodes, and make sure to subscribe to get future episodes automatically downloaded to your device. This episode of My New Favorite Futbolista was produced by LX News and Telemundo. Juan Pablo Ángel and I were your hosts. Fernando Hurtado wrote this episode, and James Jeffrey edited it. Fernando Hurtado and Seth Rubenroit were the supervising producers. Matthew Glasser served as managing editor. Jeremy Berg and Matt Goldberg served as executive producers. Tony Pierce was the motion graphics designer with support from Aaron Pennell. Justin Covington, Brad Fossler, James Jeffrey, Kwatsin Gutierrez, and Sanjesh Singh were the production crew. Stephen Dawson was the media manager and quality control editor.